This is Riley here on episode 2 of Roxy Podcast. I just read chapter 2 of Grit. Is that correct?
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm also here. We just finished reading chapter 2.
I just said that. How dare you! Never mind. Let's get on to chapter 2.
What was chapter 2 called?
Chapter 2 was called Distracted by Talent. Do you know what it means? You probably won't know. It's really hard to understand. Well, first thing first.
Do you have to be very talented to be able to understand what it means?
No. Oh. Great question, though. Now, first thing first. This is the part where the woman who wrote it.
So I don't know if she did these tests, but other psychologists have done tests about how people think about talent and hard work. So
A test of talent or hardworking people.
So first, they just asked people questions, right? And what were the questions that they would ask?
They were like, pretend I'm the one. Hello! If you want to hire somebody, would you pick a hardworking person or talented person? This is what they answered.
I want the hardworking person. Working hard is more important than talent.
Lots of people answered that, and the psychologist kind of felt it wasn't true.
Or they wanted to test it, so sometimes the things people say and the things people actually do aren't the same because just people either are not being honest with the survey or maybe they don't know themselves what they really care about.
Exactly. So this test of talent or hard, the psychologist took recordings of two pianists, which is actually one pianist. And they said one of them was really talented, one of them was really hardworking.
What do you mean by really talented?
Talented. She started pianoing when she was 5 years old.
So like Mozart wrote Twinkle Twinkle Little Star when he was like 5 years old, so that would make him talented, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two piano players. They said, here's the biography of each of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do?
And then they let the people listen to both of the recordings, and then they said, they told them to say which is better.
And
they said the talented one.
Talented guy. I listened to the two recordings, and the talented guy, or talented girl, maybe, I think it was a girl. Talented girl sounded way better. I mean, or they're both good. The talented girl was definitely more flowing, more natural kind of sound.
But it's the same person. See?
You pranked me?
Exactly.
So the recordings, it was the same piano player was playing like two different parts of the same song, and it was really the same person playing both times.
Yes. But now, see, that's what we mean by people are distracted by talent. They say go for the hard one, but they actually do the talented one. And it's not about talented. They just know that the talented one would be better when it's not really the talented one would be better.
Right.
It would maybe sometimes, but maybe it would not be then.
Right.
Yeah. And there's also this company.
Okay, so this company, McKinsey Consulting Company, and this is the company that our author, Angela Duckworth, our author, worked there after university. And so what can you tell us about McKinsey Consulting?
Well, first of all, when our author, Angela, started going there.
Ms. Duckworth, yes.
And then they asked her many questions.
So this was the interview when she was applying for a job there,
yes,
right?
Yes. And there's questions. Those questions are about, like, so where are you born? Are you interested in this job?
So they weren't really about that. They also weren't about, what can you tell us about business? What have you studied about business? They didn't
They
really
were
ask
about that. What were your SAT scores?
What were your SAT scores? So that was, I think, before you even get an interview, they kind of, if your SAT scores weren't good enough, you couldn't even get to an interview. And then what kind of questions did they ask at the interview?
They were like, so, how many tennis balls do you think would be used in America?
How many tennis balls are made in America every year? I think it was something like that. Oh. And so, are they interested in how much she knows about tennis balls?
No.
But they're trying to get her to use logic and math, right?
Exactly.
And so she's supposed to just kind of make up some stuff about how many people she thinks play tennis and how many times a week they use tennis balls and stuff like that. And they're just trying, they aren't trying to see what you know, they're trying to just see how smart you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was smart enough, I guess.
I guess. Well, after she got kind of hired, they had this really hard challenge.
What was the challenge?
The challenge, remember? The challenge of MBA.
Okay, so they did, they had all these super smart people who were like doctors or surgeons or lawyers or PhDs and whatever. So very smart people coming in who didn't know anything about business. And usually like you go to get a master's in business, takes maybe 2 years.
Yep.
But instead, how long did their master's in business take? 1 month, I think, wasn't it? Was it 1 month?
Guess so.
They sent them to Florida for 1 month to study super hard. And in 1 month, you're going to learn everything there is to know about business. And then you get to go to these companies, these like huge companies, and tell them what they're doing wrong. Doesn't that sound like a good job?
That sounds like a great job.
This would be like, you could go, once you finish this book, you could go to your dad's company, and you could ask everyone, you could interview all the people, ask them some questions, and then you write a report telling them everything they're doing wrong and how they should fix things.
Exactly.
And you say,
know what's that good job for?
Who's that a good job for?
Yeah.
Roxy.
That might be a really good job for Kiki.
That would be. Why would that be a good job for Kiki? Is he very talented?
No, he's not talented, but he always goes like, no, that's not how you do it.
Right, so maybe there's a good part of that is that if you are from outside, you won't you'll be able to be objective and kind of make good decisions that aren't influenced by people you like or don't like or whatever. Whereas if you're inside a company, maybe you don't want to say mean things about your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the job of the consulting company. And do we want to talk about the war for talent?
Yes, the war for talent.
War for Talent was a report and then book by some of the partners, the people who owned McKinsey.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking about what makes companies successful.
Of course.
And so they said the important thing is A players. So
A players. A players mean really good players. So here's the number line.
Okay.
A players are here.
Remember that we can't see what you're writing now, Riley.
Okay. A players is at the very top.
And by A players, are we talking about how hard they work?
No, talents.
We're talking about, I think the word they used was intrinsic talent, right? Like what they naturally kind of have.
Exactly.
And that was saying that if you want to be a good company, what do you have to do?
You have to pick the talented people.
You have to hire those people, and then what do you have to do?
And then you have to...
You got to keep them, right? You got to keep the smartest people, and then your company will be successful. And how did that work out?
Nah.
So, I guess, apparently, a lot of the companies that the report said were super, super good at finding smart people, how did they do? Nah. Can't see your hands, but Riley's kind of waving her hands like so-so right now. okay, so anything else we want to say about McKinsey?
McKinsey?
The Arkansas company.
But McKinsey, that is not something I want to say is not about this topic. Anyways.
Okay, so the last thing we talked about was gifted and talented programs.
You might have that at your school, you might not. It's a program where they separate gifted and talented kids to the normal and ungifted kids.
And so a lot of the ways this way this works is when you're pretty young, so sometime in elementary school, you're going to take some tests and they're just going to say either you are gifted or you are normal.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to the gifted people?
Well,
they get to go in their different classes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the other thing that happens is they get told, you're special, you're very smart, you're gifted, and the teachers pay more attention to them, and teachers expect them to work harder and learn stuff faster.
Yeah, that is the most annoying thing I ever heard.
That they get to do more advanced, and...
That's the most annoying thing that I ever heard. You know, sometimes when there's gifted and talented program, they don't spot the gifted and talented kids.
So there are a couple stories of people who ended up earning lots and lots of degrees and being very, very successful. And they were started in like special education at some point because they didn't do very well at the test.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think about, do you think gifted and talented programs are a good idea?
Nah, maybe.
So what about like, if you are way better than your classmates in one kind of subject? So let's say you're, like for me, I was pretty normal in like reading, writing kind of stuff, but I was definitely better in math. I could learn math much faster than most of the people around me. So do you think I should stay in the boring math class where I can do everything in like 10 seconds? Or would it be better if I could go to a harder class?
Harder?
So that's the kind of idea that it's maybe better for students to be challenged at school rather than for everything to be easy, even though being easy lets you be lazy, and maybe that's something that's good sometimes.
Yes.
But what's bad about gifted and talented programs?
Well, the thing that's bad about gifted and talented program that they say you're gifted and talented.
And then what does that mean? It also means they say you're not gifted and talented, right? So it's okay for the gifted and talented kids most of the time. But what about the other kids?
Well, they'll be like, oh, I'm not talented. No. Ah!
Not like that. And what are the teachers going to do? They're going to say like, oh, maybe this kid, it's okay. Like, we're going to have to move extra slowly. Don't want to push too fast on this because maybe these kids can't learn as fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe there's some good things and some bad things. So what do you think? Do you think that your school is good that everyone's kind of in the same classes and there's no gifted and talented or anything?
Yeah.
But there is a little bit, right? That you have some kind of differentiated assignment sometimes, right?
Yes.
So how do those work?
Cool.
Like when you had red, yellow, and green, like math or spelling?
Oh, that didn't happen.
Like last year you had that.
Yeah.
So how did that work? Can you explain those different levels?
Okay, so there's these levels. And I didn't really know which one's the best or the worst. They just don't tell you. And you just feel kind of better that you maybe think you're the best. Better one or the worser one? I don't know. They never tell you if you're the best one, best group or the worst group.
I'm pretty sure red was like the hardest, like a stop. It was like a
light. No,
red was like super hard, wasn't it?
No, I'm talking about the guided reading.
Okay. So let's finish up this part.
Okay, so
So, any closing thoughts on being distracted by talent? Are you distracted by talent?
No.
Like, if you see someone doing super cool skateboarding tricks, are you like, whoa, that's awesome?
Okay.
Maybe he was born being able to do that.
Well, maybe not.
Would you rather he was born? What if it would be better if he was naturally talented? talented, or would it be better if he just worked super hard and practiced?
Now, let's not talk about that. So, that's our episode 2 of Roxy Podcast. Be sure to check out my episode 1. And be sure to wait for episode 3 coming next week. Hello. Say bye.
Bye.